Full-time podcast producer, episode 20, where we are going to go over some of the data points for podcasting as an industry. Welcome to the Full-Time Podcast Producer. My name is Isaac, and this is a show where you can get some answers to your questions about podcasting, learn how to level up your show in the production space, and also get the perspective of a full-time podcast producer about topics and things going on in podcasting. This episode is going to be one where we just talk about some data and raw numbers for podcasting as an industry. There is a lot of data out there that goes over this, and February is about the time that I start to look at the articles that have been published and put together. 2022 is over, or the past year, you know, is over, but then January is the time that everyone spends analyzing the data, writing their reports, deciding on what they're going to say in their articles, and then February is perfect because I can binge everything and just kind of get an idea where everything's at without trying to keep up with it live, which takes some time. I am going to admit up front, I do have a bias when it comes to presenting this data. I'm very excited about podcasting. I believe in it very wholeheartedly, and I think there is a lot of unrealized potential in this space, and we're just going to continue to see growth based off of the numbers, but also based off of what I see with the shows that I work with. Now, I'm going to do my best to present this objectively, but at the end, I will share some predictions, some insights as to what I think is happening and where I think podcasting is going. But up front, I'll try and be as objective as possible and stick to the articles that are presented. Let's start with an age-old question that people have. How many podcasts are there? Well, currently the industry is definitely growing. There is an article that was put out by podcastpage.io, and in that article they cite studies from Amplify, Pod News, and Listen Notes, and amongst all of them, they say that podcasting, as far as podcasts that exist, there are currently between 3 and 4 million existing podcasts. Now, there are other articles that I pull from that say that we have not yet broken 3 million. And when it comes to this question, it seems like not all the players are willing to play ball with each other. Not everyone's either pulling from the same studies or looking at the same data, or just some platforms aren't disclosing everything. And it can be a really hard question to answer. But for the sake of where we're at right now, I think that if we have not passed 3 million podcasts, then we will officially do so very, very soon. I believe it was the middle of Q3 that we had broken 2.6 million, if I'm remembering correctly. And so we see continued growth. And if you want to find a study that says that there are 10 million existing podcasts, then you could probably find that study. I wouldn't rest my head on it. But as far as where we're at, podcasting has definitely grown significantly. At the end, or really the middle of the pandemic, we had just broke 2 million. So that's not yet a full 3 years ago now. And we're already looking at a time where we're going to be breaking 3 million. I think that we're growing. And with things opening back up, it's just going to continue to grow. There's also been an increase in listenership across podcasting platforms. The Edison Research, which was either an organization or a study that was done, also cited by podcastpage.io, says that 80 million people in the U.S. are listening to podcasts on a weekly basis. There's another study put out by Oberlo, O-B-E-R-L-O. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But they're saying that currently in 2023, they are projecting there to be 103.6 million weekly listeners throughout the year. And they actually think that there were even more podcast listeners on a weekly basis for 2022. So while we're seeing the numbers, again, not agreeing from study to study, we are seeing a projected increase in listenership and audience members and people engaging with podcasting. And that's something else that's really, really exciting to see. And that's just weekly listeners. There was another study put out by InfluencerMarketingHub.com where they cite there were more than 420 million podcast listeners in the year 2022. Now, that's not weekly. They don't claim that that's weekly. They mean that many people actually engaged in podcasting over the course of the year as far as audience members. This could be someone who just listens casually a little bit. And it could include the weekly and the daily listeners. But again, there's a lot of people engaging with podcasting right now. One of the really interesting things that I'm seeing in podcasting, though, is the demographics of the location. Most podcasts are in the U.S. 1.4 million podcasters are located in the U.S. But we're also seeing podcasting starting to increase in other markets. Back to podcastpage.io. This is kind of the source article that I was using for a lot of this. They say that the India and Chinese markets for podcasting are increasing. That is, more and more shows are being created in these countries. But they only account for about 42,000 of the existing podcasts. So a very, very small number compared to the U.S. market. Same for languages that podcasts are made in. If you look at the English language, right now 1.3 million podcasts are in English, whereas the nearest runner-up would be Spanish, which is only 220,000 podcasts in Spanish. Huge, huge jump between those two numbers. But we see that podcasting is growing in other countries as well, but it's still predominantly in English-speaking countries. I had a teacher one time tell me that English was the language of business. I don't know if English is also the language of media, but we see that it's also starting to get picked up more and more in other English-speaking countries. Predominantly, podcasting is in America, and it is huge in Australia. 90% of Australians have either heard or know how to access podcasts. And we see other countries like Ireland starting to pick up podcasting more and more, but they haven't really been recognized as podcast giants compared to the U.S. And so we see podcasting starting to grow in other countries where it hasn't been as dominant before, but it's still primarily something you'll find in the English market, and it is much bigger in America as compared to different countries when you look at gross listenership and gross output. Another data point that I find really, really interesting is that most podcast audience members engage with the podcast when they are doing something, when they are multitasking. According to an article from InfluencerMarketingHub.com, nearly 93% of listeners enjoy their podcast when they are alone. They are doing it while they are working or studying or while catching up on other activities such as traveling or they're doing something with their hands. Multitasking seems to be the order of the day. Only 15% of listeners will listen to a podcast while relaxing or while quote-unquote doing nothing. That said, they don't necessarily have to be at home to listen to a podcast. According to the study, almost half of podcast audiences engage with a podcast when they are not home, when they're out doing these other activities, when they're traveling, when they're working out, when they're going on a walk, when they're working, not so much as when they're home. Not saying that you can't do those things while you're at home, but 50%, that the actual number that they have is less than half, 48%. Listen to a podcast while they are at home. Interesting data piece, especially for those who are so hyperfixated on the video side of podcasting, which we'll talk about at the end. Now, here's one that I'm always excited to hear more about every time new research comes out. How many podcasts are active? According to that initial article, podcastpage.io, and links to all these articles are going to be in the show notes down below. Go down, read for yourself, and just verify, and come to your own conclusions with this data so you have the same raw data to look at that I'm looking at. There are about 700,000 active podcasts in the year 2022. And they go on to say that their definition of active is kind of up in the air. If you're going by the concept of they've released at least one episode in the year 2022, then they're saying that number is all the way down to 500,000. And if you really want to dig deeper into the data, a number of podcasts, as far as ones that release content on a monthly basis, you're looking at about 10% of podcasting based off of the data that we had in 2019. For the sake of argument, and another point that's made in this article, some podcasts are seasonal and those off seasons can be a year long. Some people decide to take a break from their podcast and it's not officially not active. I know I've been in those situations, and that is a very valid point. But if we were to take this and look at it from the perspective of active being that someone is actively creating content and re-uploading it to the internet, let's be conservative. Let's be really generous and just go with 500,000 being what we decide as quote-unquote active, shows that have released an episode in the past 365 days. Well, compare that to our earlier data point of 3 million podcasts being in existence. You're looking at 1/6 of all podcasts being quote-unquote active, 1/6 of podcasts actually having uploaded in the past 365 days. That's ridiculous. That throws the data on its heel when you look at number of downloads that have occurred, the amount of engagement going into podcasts. That means that a lot of the data that we've already looked at, 1/6 of shows in existence are carrying the bulk of the weight of podcasting because most of those other shows are not active. They haven't uploaded in a year. It just really makes you think about where things are at. I think we need to do an actual episode just on this data point alone and talk about the implications there. But let's talk about some of the data that we've gone over. First off, like I said in the beginning, I think podcasting is on a progressive growth pattern. We saw a giant spike happen during COVID, and now that we are out of that, we are still seeing positive growth going on that mirrors the growth patterns we were seeing right before COVID. But I want to bring up something else. It's my opinion that podcasting is the little brother of YouTube. Granted, it's consumed differently, it's not always video, and it's on a very different path when it comes to getting the content up and getting it distributed versus how it's done with YouTube. But YouTube currently has 2.6 billion users worldwide. I don't have the data as far as how many active YouTube channels there are and what kind of the engagement patterns are and quote-unquote active channels and how that's defined. But when you compare that to where podcasting is at, it reminds me more of YouTube back in the early 2000s. Back then, YouTube was a household term, but it wasn't yet a household tool. Then fast forward to where we're at now, and my grandmother would use YouTube to look something up, to understand a tutorial, to figure out how things work. And that's the norm today. And then if we take that and we look at where podcasting is now compared to where it could be, then we haven't seen nothing yet. We're at that very early stage in the hockey stick chart that you see whenever a new technology is being consumed and all of a sudden just takes off with the audience. That's where we're at right now. We have not yet hit the peak based off of engagement, based off of potential, based off of how much people are investing into podcasting, and based off of how many people are getting into it, both as audiences and as potential podcasters. Now, one of the things that I see happening, and it actually contradicts the data that we're seeing, is that video podcasting is becoming more and more popular. I don't have anything in the studies that I'm looking at right now that really talk about the video versus audio side, but one of the things that I found fascinating is how much people engage with podcasts while doing something else. That tells me that they are not there to watch a podcast. That tells me that they are more there to listen to it. Maybe they like having the video playing in the background, which is very, very normal. There are people who leave news and different TV networks on in the background all the time, constantly while they're doing other tasks. And the same is true for podcasting. But if you were to just play those TV stations with no screen, just have it playing, kind of like you would hear with XM radio, how they do a lot of that with different news networks, then you essentially have the same experience going on. I think that the audio side of podcasting is very underestimated. I think that is the side that people need to be focusing more on. I think that that is where the most value is. I'm not saying don't put your show on YouTube. I'm not saying don't do video. I am saying that if you really want to tap into where an audience needs a podcast to deliver on, that is something to focus on while they're doing another task, based off of the studies we were looking at, then you really want to invest in your audio first. You really want to make sure that is something that you have down pat before transitioning or adding video. If people don't like how it sounds and they're not going to care about the video at all, then they're not going to stick around either way. So you might as well play to what your audience's needs are based off of the data. And the last prediction that I'd like to make, and this is what I mentioned earlier would make for a really good episode, is just the concept of how thin the current podcast competition is. I think the trends that we see where it was 1/6 of audiences are inactive, 1/6 of podcasts have not uploaded an episode in the past 365 days, I think that's going to be a trend that we continue to see. Now, numbers of shows in existence will continue to grow, and if you just keep that ratio going, then sure, you're going to see an increase in the number of shows that are quote-unquote active. But if you want to talk about this in a competition setting, you're no longer competing with 3 million podcasts. If that metric rings true, then you're really looking at competing with about 500,000 podcasts. And if you're doing weekly content, then the number of shows that you're competing with drops drastically. So those are just some of my thoughts, some of my predictions, and some of the different ways that I'm interpreting the data. I hope this helps. If there's a study that really resonates with you that you'd like us to do a deep dive and talk more about, go ahead and let me know. Send me a link to it. You can send me a DM through LinkedIn or send me an email. Both of those are down in the show notes below. Feel free to reach out. Would love to connect with you. If you're new to the show, be sure that you subscribe so you never miss an episode, and I'll talk to you again really soon.